Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station here in historic Hotel Congress to talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Allison Eby. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, it's so great to be here.
So what have you been working on in school?
Right now, I am working on a Bachelor of Science in Physiology, and I'm entering my, hopefully, last year, and I'll be graduating next spring.
Are you working in any labs?
Yeah, I am. Just finished up a project with Dr. Stephen Cowan, and it has to do with Parkinson's disease in mice. It's a neurodegenerative disease, which means that a lot of cognitive and motor function is depleted. We're just looking at the pre-stage of that disease. And when you learn something and then you sleep after, there's a special wave called a sleep spindle. This spindle is just the way in which our brain consolidates that learning. What we're focused on is, one, seeing if there's a difference in how many there are and any changes in the characteristics of that brainwave when compared to mice who don't have the disease.
The sleep spindle. That's something that humans have too.
Yeah.
Is the spindle like the shape of the wave?
Yeah, so it's oscillating. So it just moves up and down a lot and it doesn't look like a normal wave. And it's very compact and it's noticeable. You can like pick out which ones are spindles and what is just regular brain activity.
Wow. You either have this genetic mutation or you don't.
The gene we're examining is the LRRK2 gene, and the mutation responsible for Parkinson's is the G2019S mutation with that gene.
Interesting. So the more you understand the state of mind before Parkinson's hits.
It's really exciting, mainly because preventative medicine is like, it's growing, but it's not super big. I think people wait for there to be a problem to fix the problem. So it's really exciting to like be a part of something like this because it has a lot of potential.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So next year, you're going to be wearing the cap and gown.
Yeah. It hit home this last spring when everyone else was graduating and someone said, oh, you're going to be there in a year. And a year's not a long time.
What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
I plan on doing some humanitarian work right after. I hope to like help out with natural disaster relief, although that's a seasonal thing. I think it can definitely be extended into like rebuilding after as well. I'll probably do that for a year or two and then apply for medical school and do that.
That sounds great. So, Allison, do you ever listen to music?
Of course. Now that it's summer and I'm in the lab all day, I literally listen to music all day long. Country's my go-to. I like Old Dominion and Luke Combs, but it really just depends on my mood. If I'm studying, I listen to classical. If I'm like feeling down, I listen to country because it like makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And if I'm just neutral, I'll listen to whatever. Dip my toe into a whole bunch of different genres. I like the instrumental stuff, especially if there's like a saxophone in there. That makes me really happy. It sounds so nice. Like, yes. It just soothes me.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.